A Cape Breton Liberal MLA, Derek Mumbercat, says the province is showing a lack of respect for Indigenous communities. This after Justice Minister Scott Armstrong issued a directive to police to crack down on illegal cannabis. Armstrong speaks with reporters during a recent news conference where he asked Mi'kmaq chiefs for their cooperation.
Minister, back in April, your government did a deal with the Mi'kmaq that would allow them to open legal cannabis dispensaries on reserve. At that time, there was only one legal one. How many are there now?
Well, I don't think there's been any change. We are still very supportive of that program. I've actually written all the First Nations bands. We want to work with them. They want anyone in their community to be as safe as any Nova Scotian, of any parent. And we want to make sure that we have any cannabis being dispensed in Nova Scotia through the Nova Scotia Liquor Corporation, because that protects public health and public safety. So we have a program where First Nations bands can participate in legal cannabis distribution with the proceeds staying in community. And that accomplishes the three goals I want to see. One, youth will be protected because the Nova Scotia Liquor Corporation have trained staff and work to keep it out of the hands of children. The product that we sold through those Nova Scotia Liquor Corporations, whether on reserve or off reserve, has been approved by Health Canada from licensed providers. And it keeps the proceeds out of the supply chain of the organized crime networks. It'll keep it in the communities where it can do its best work.
This letter today makes it sound like that effort was a failure then, in April.
No, there are ongoing negotiations that continue. We're hoping that we can expand that program, because we want to support First Nations in this field, but we want to make sure those three priorities are established.
They say they have a treaty right to sell marijuana. What do you say?
That has not been established. Right now, the Cannabis Control Act in Nova Scotia is the law of the land. As the Minister of Justice and Attorney General, it's my job to make sure that laws are enforced, and those laws apply to everyone across the province.
Mumbercat says the province should have consulted Indigenous leaders before the announcement, and some were caught off guard.
So this was a surprise to everyone, and it's one that, you know, if we're going to go down a path where we're looking at what we all want, we want our communities to be safe, and we want to do whatever we can to support our communities and our families, you need to consult. And what we're seeing transpire in the last 24 hours is ultimately some anger and some frustration from communities that feel like this was a directive they weren't aware of, and that they should have been consulted before the government came out.
He says the province should push pause and have a conversation.
You're seeing frustration across the province, and you're seeing Indigenous leadership coming forward saying that there are infringements on rights. So this is what happens when you don't consult. This is what happens when a relationship is deteriorated.
Member 2 Chief Terry Paul released a statement saying the province doesn't have jurisdiction to govern Mi'kmaq communities and they don't have an understanding of what happens in them. Mumbercat reacts to Paul's statement.
Well, it's an important conversation. I've had the privilege of representing Sydney Member 2 and representing the community of Member 2 in my capacity as both a councillor and as a member of the legislature for the last 14 years, and it's a relationship built on that respect. As we move forward, they have their own government. I respect that. They're going to make the decisions that are in the best interests of their community. But we work very closely in collaboration, because we all want what's best for the island, and we all want what's best for the province.
The Mounties say, meanwhile, they don't have plans to change their approach on tackling illegal cannabis. Constable Mandy Edwards says they are already enforcing existing laws. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.